Peace and blessings, everybody. You're listening to the Good Brother Experience, where it is I, the Good Brother, the original black man. I am Reek. What you doing? How you doing? How you been? For starters, please drink some water. You keep going to the toilet and keep asking yourself, why does my toilet keep clogging? It's because you got nothing but grub in your stomach and no liquid. Y'all, you're eating like a caveman. Do the right thing and hydrate your body. Secondarily, rate, review, or subscribe to my program. Leave some commentary. I would appreciate it. Leave your boy 5 stars. All that shit goes a long way. And last but not least, if you would like to email me at goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. Once again, goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. So I want to start this podcast off with a story. So I want to say this is upwards of it's 2022 now. So I want to say this is between 2012 and 2014. Pardon me for not getting the exact year in order, but I do remember this story very, very vividly. And there's a friend of mine that was starting to see this woman. And we were all young. We were all in our early 20s. So we didn't get the importance of chemistry. And we didn't get the importance of unity. You know what I mean? It was very much so like a bros before hoes kind of atmosphere that niggas was operating on. And a friend of mine met a woman that the team ran through. There's just no other way to say it. Like, if I hang out with 8 people, 5 of them hit it type shit. And this particular person was going to be number 6. And I just want to explain this. I'm not here to be politically correct. I'm not here to adhere to whatever bullshit rules y'all about to tweet me, IG me, or email me. This is how I view things. Maybe the majority of you have more self-esteem than I do. Maybe a lot of you operate on a higher frequency than I do. It's very possible that a lot of you are way more confident than I am, right? And because of that, it's very possible that my mind operates at a certain level of insecurity. But if I have someone that I have feelings for, I'm going to be bringing these people, I'm going to bring that person around the people who I love the most. I'm going to implement you into my life, bring you around my friends, bring you around my relatives, bring you around my coworkers, because we are now one. We are starting to create a union. And if I'm bringing you to kickbacks, if I'm bringing you to barbecues, if I'm bringing you to weddings, if I'm bringing you to housewarmings, chill sessions, whatever you want to say, bonfires, and you're around my friends, and 4 of my friends had sex with you, there's no way I would ever take you serious. I don't give a fuck what y'all about to say. What if they got together on the right foot? What if they're intertwined emotionally? That's the problem. You look at people as belongings, not as people. Shut the fuck up, all right? Just knock it the fuck off. Niggas learned all this new age vocabulary, and niggas learned this new age way of thinking, and all of a sudden, like, the way I view things is wrong. This is my life, and the last thing I'm going to allow you to do is be in my life for 7 minutes, and then you tell me how I need to be living my life. I'm not cool with that shit, right? So, it's very obvious that when you're hanging around people, you're hanging around like-minded people. And in this particular instance, we all thought to one another, hey, if 5 of us have sex with a woman, maybe the 6th nigga won't wife it. Or if the 6th nigga doesn't know that the 5 of us hit it, maybe we should tell him. Just to avoid awkward situations in the future. Right? So what wound up happening is, homeboy number 6, we started to see the synergy and the chemistry between him and this particular young lady. And We didn't say no inflammatory shit like, yo, that bitch is a whore, or, yo, you need to fall back. We simply was like, yo, beep. I don't know if you know this, but a lot of the homies hit it. So if you're going to wife her, I think you should at least know that five of your close friends had sex with this woman. And, you know what I mean? The homie's like, yo, who? So it was real niggas. We told him. He hit it. They hit it. Them two over there hit it. One time, whole homegirl walked out of the house. She let two of the niggas hit it while the other girl left the crib just to get the charger out the car. This girl is sexually liberated. And I think you should be aware of this, right? So the homie of ours takes the information, nods his head, like, okay. And then pseudo wages war on the homies. Yo, I ask Shorty, and Shorty say, y'all lying on y'all beef. Now, I'm not part of the five people that hit it, but the five people that hit it we're all close friends. I'm like, yo, Brody, they're not liars, bro. Like, it's all real. Three of them hit it in the same night. Yo, nah, son, like, niggas lying on their beef. Why would she lie to me? Bro, why would we lie to you? You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is y'all niggas can mind y'all business, whatever, however niggas want to feel about it. Because at this point, niggas disrespect me, so it can go wherever it want to go. Bro, what? What are you talking about? And that brought me to a conclusion that when you're saying something that can be deemed as inflammatory about the person that you have strong feelings for, you don't know how that person is going to react. That person that later on apologized was willing to wage war on his closest friends for a woman that made him feel comfortable. And that's why I understand Will Smith. I do. Will Smith is a trillionaire. Will Smith has been in blockbuster movies. He was once called the Golden Goose of Hollywood. Will Smith is so dope that he got another TV station to do a 2-season contract for a show that came out 30 years ago. Will Smith is Will Smith, son. You don't think Will Smith knows how Hollywood works? Will Smith has legitimately been famous since 1988, since Parents Just Don't Understand. Won a Grammy for that album. Like, we're not talking about some regular nigga here. We're talking about Will fucking Smith. And his wife Jada has been famous not since 1988, but since 1994, since A Different World came out. And then, you know, Woo and all other black-oriented movies started to come out, Low Down Dirty Shame, and a host of others. So these are two people that have been together since 96. That's 22 years ago. And have been famous the entirety of their relationship. So for that nigga to look at Chris Rock, say a joke, look at Jada, and go on the most highly broadcasted award show of the year without contest, and slap that nigga in front of the entire planet, just lets you know that you just can't get in the way of true love, son. And it's never about the joke on you. It's always about the joke on who you're with. That's always how it is, man. And, you know, people say to keep women and children out of situations. Because I'm pretty sure if he said something about Will Smith, he would have just rolled it off, did that fake-ass big laugh that he always does, and the show would have continued. But he came at his woman. Now, I see a lot of you guys doing false equivalents of, you know, why didn't they pull up on August Alsina like that and all that type of shit. Why would Will Smith attack August Alsina? From my understanding, both of them were seeing other people. They allowed openness into their marriage, which is none of our fucking business. And Jada Pinkett allowed one of Jaden Smith's homeboys to pipe it. You know what I mean? And what wound up happening is they couldn't hold down the information. They caught a chink in their armor. They went against protocol and let the world know. And that's Will Smith's fault. I'm pretty sure Will Smith was doing his thing. I'm pretty sure Will Smith can do his thing in front of Jada's face. I'm pretty sure Will Smith can do his thing in front of Jada's face with cameras on and nobody will leave because he's Will Smith. But he held it down. Arguably one of the top 10 most famous black people ever. Just fucking held it down. But because Jada got caught slipping and pimping, and because August got into his feelings, he's supposed to pop on August? Like, no, nigga, this is part of the agreement. She could have been having sex with Antonio Banderas for all we know, but that's not the same thing. And then when you start seeing these clips circulating of this has been the, like, this is, like, they've been a punchline with Chris Rock for all these years, and all the things that Will Smith probably sees and probably took on. The fact that nigga has a YouTube channel just shows you that this nigga's unraveling. Do y'all watch that? Do y'all watch his content? I suggest y'all just take like 2 hours and just watch the things that this nigga puts on his YouTube channel. That's a nigga trying to find himself, son. And it's amazing how a nigga who is a father of, what, three? Father of three, husband, well-established in his career, fucking won a Grammy and an Oscar, arguably one of the most highest-paid entertainers of our generation, is still finding himself, yo. Look at his interviews. Look at the posts that this nigga does on his IG. Does that look like someone who has it together? Does it? This nigga, I'm Tariq. I'm a podcaster that has ambitions to be one of the biggest podcasters out. I've never been in Bad Boys. I've never won a Grammy. Niggas don't refer to me as Mike Lowry. I've never been Independence Day. I never did a movie with Tommy Lee Jones. I never did none of that shit. And that nigga documented his weight loss journey like me. Does that that nigga Will Smith has been unhinged for a long fucking time. Him, those W hats this nigga wears all the fucking time. I knew this nigga was in a space to where the public was starting to affect him negatively when this nigga did an IG post singing La Bamba. And then the next day, turned on the radio or turned on, you know, his aux or whatever, and had to prove to y'all that he knew the lyrics to La Bamba. Google how much Will Smith is worth. Just do it. Just, you don't even got to pause this. Just Google that shit, son. This nigga is on another wave as far as his thinking is concerned. To be Will Smith and to have the unhinged behavior to walk up with a tux on and hard bottom shoes and slap Chris Rock just shows you nobody is a finished product out here, bro. I mean, so yeah, what have I been up to? I haven't been up to shit, really. You know, I have been in this space to where I've been getting my life in order. Now, for the bulk of you that's listening to this, I'm like, yo, Tariq, you've been trying to get your life in order for about 2 years now. Correct. And I've been unsuccessful at it. Thank you for reminding me. But I'm trying, though. The effort is there. And because my life isn't where I would like it to be, and because I'm programmed to be a certain way because of my upbringing and the things that I've done, it's starting to bleed into my relationships with people to now just view everybody around me as temporary. And I'm starting to think that everybody around me is settling to be around me. And this is all in my head. I don't know if y'all go through that shit, but I'm like, yo, damn. You hear all these euphemisms and phrases like, yo, if you can't be used, you're useless. Or you're a bum ass nigga if XYZ. Or how can you call yourself a man if, how can you call yourself a man if blah, blah, blah. I'm like, damn, like, I know niggas is joking, but I feel a lot of checks in these categories that niggas is just putting out there in jest, man. I got to do something about this. So I remember when I had that conversation with Rock B. Wildin, and I told him that I had a job on the horizon. And I was going to, you know, fold in my ways temporarily, get a job, save up, and do what I need to do to move out of my aunt's house, right? Y'all remember that episode, right? So what they told me was the position is mine. They just can't give me a timetable because the person that's going to offer me the position has other things that he has to worry about. And they don't want to promise me a timetable and not come through on their promise. And I had the initial conversation with them last August. It is almost about to be April. And I'm in the same position. So now I'm like, all right, son, I got to really switch up the strategy. So I created a TikTok, right? I got some content to put on there. Because of my lack of confidence in myself, I've had regrants in my email since December of 2020 and haven't put out anything. So I'm making a pact to myself by this weekend, I'm going to upload the whole season of regrants on IG, the whole season of regrants on TikTok, the whole season of regrants on YouTube, create a Good Brother Experience IG, ask my man what he does for graphics, perhaps putting my phone on top of my computer screen and recording myself doing these things and then utilizing me talking into snippets. But the thing I always think about is, yo, aesthetics matter. So if a nigga just see me in my room with a microphone, do niggas visually want to see that? Or is it like, yo, if we want to hear you, we want to see you. We want to see your mannerisms. We want to see your facial expressions. And if you're just keeping it audio only, then you're pretty much cutting out a large body of people that want to see you say these things. And then I start to think about it, and I'm seeing all these podcasts that are blowing up. And the reason why they're blowing up is because they get to show their personality as opposed to you just hearing their personality. Because I'm pretty sure a bulk of you, I get way more listeners than I have followers. So I'm pretty sure that the bulk of you don't even know what the fuck I look like. And that is a problem. How am I going to take it to the top when I'm out here operating like Daft Punk? I don't got no cool helmets. I don't play piano. I never made One More Time. So why am I doing things the way they do things? That shit is no good in the hood. The only people who I know that shit worked for was MF Doom, fucking Daft Punk, and Gorillaz. Hey, what happened? I'm feeling bad. Like, them niggas fucking got rich from keeping the anonymity. Me, a nigga recording from his aunt's crib amongst the sea of podcasts that come out all the time, I'm doing things backwards. And I understand that. I just need to get some type of fucking routine. And I saw Rob Dyrdek. I saw some interviews that he was doing. And all that shit that he does, it be him. It be him coming up with the ideas for the show. It'd be him coming up with the scripts. It'd be him coming up with the layouts. It's him that, you know what I mean, that creates the dimensions for the ramps and shit that he needs. And it's him that that designs the sneakers. It's him that designs the merch. I'm like, damn, son, how is Rob Dyrdek, someone who's been rich for the better part of 15 years, how does he have more work ethic than me and I live in my aunt's crib? This shit is no good in the hood, son. And you know what's even worse? People text me all the time like, Reek, you should do this. Reek, you should do this. And all them shits is good ideas. So now it's time to put these good ideas in motion. You know what I mean? So I appreciate all that. Something else that I've been doing is stretching. Because I did some single leg squats with no weight, right? Just single leg squats from my own body weight. And I felt like I tore something in my fucking left thigh. So I'm like, fuck. I'm supposed to go out running and shit like that. I did a little mild 1 mile run. But as I'm running, my calves hurt. And my groin hurts. And my lower back hurts. And I'm like, damn, my nigga, my body is goop. The goopiest, fam. I need some fucking assistance out here. I need somebody to be like, yo, Reek, this was going on, bro. These are the stretch routines you're going to do. This is the food you're going to eat. And these are the exercises you're going to do because your body's breaking down and we can't see you go out like that. Because I'm doing these home workouts. I thought I came up with a little thing. You know, I do the push-ups. I do the crunches. I do the dips that I use the chair. You know what I'm saying? I do the single leg squats. I do all the things, the stretching. And I feel like me doing these exercises in the crib and these stretches in the crib is very similar to someone who tries to teach himself how to play basketball. And then when they are good enough to get to the league, they have like the most terrible jumper ever. Like, you're not going to get far if you're teaching yourself how to shoot. Like, yeah, you can teach yourself how to put the ball in the air and go towards the rim that's 10 feet in the air, but your technique is off. You don't know about keeping your you don't know about keeping your elbow in. You don't know about keeping your feet square. You don't know about none of that shit. You're shooting with two hands. It's hood nigga form. Now, I mean, if you don't know what I'm saying, just real quick, YouTube Rashard Lewis. That's hood nigga form. YouTube Rajon Rondo. That's hood nigga form. YouTube Marcus Camby. This is hood nigga form. These are niggas that taught themselves how to shoot. Know what I mean? Everybody needs assistance out here. Why do you think a lot of people don't have hood nigga form anymore when you're going into the league? Kevin Martin, hood nigga form. What's my son's name? Not LaMelo, not Leandro, Lonzo Ball, when he used to shoot from his waist. That's hood nigga form, bro. Until he got with somebody to get him right. That's what I need. I need somebody to get me right. I got the desire, I got the drive, I got the understanding. I just need some guidance. Some super guidance. On another note, I'm going to push through to get more content out. And this month is going to be tough for me because this will be the 1-year anniversary of my mom and my grandma dying. And that is very sad. Sorry if I brought down your mood, because my mood has been down. But it's all good. It's all right. You feel me? Niggas got to push through. Niggas is feeling triumphant. A bomb atomically on these niggas. So that's how things have been. In regards to why this episode didn't come out on Monday, I will tell you why. I was recording. Everything was smooth. I think I did a job well done. And right in the midst of me saving the episode, my computer decided to reboot, and I got discouraged, and I just went outside, didn't record again. And that is a lesson. How strong is your spirit? How resilient are you? Will you fucking fold under pressure if what you've been working on for upwards of an hour just crashes? Do you have the wherewithal, and do you have the grind in your chest to push through? Everybody doesn't know this until you go through it, and then the answer is yes or no. Like, nah, nigga, that shit crushed me, nigga. I just went out and got drunk, which is what I did, and that shit gotta stop. You gotta identify the problem for things to change. Last but not least, I want to shout out to my homie that listened to my last podcast, and I got him in the gym, because that shit is important, son. And I'm not aiming this shit on a macro level to all fat people. I'm aiming this shit at people that's not comfortable with how they look. If you go into the mirror and you brushing your teeth and you like the way you look, you don't gotta listen to me. You don't gotta listen to me, period. If you showering and you cool with putting your goddamn washcloth under your stomach to wash the entirety of your body, if you cool with not being able to see your feet or your penis when you're in that shower getting that good lather going, then cool. But if you're a nigga that put exercise to the side and hit the grind, and because of your job, you know what I mean, you only get hour breaks, and there's not a lot of time for like anything physical in your life, so it's just work home, work home, work home. You're drinking coffee to keep yourself awake. The morning's going on, you got the bacon, egg, and cheese popping. Lunch is going on, you going to the nearest lunch spot, and I mean maybe a little Spanish spot with mad rice and shit like that. Dinner's coming along, you're just eating before you go to bed because you finally got a time to breathe. Now you're trying to binge watch a show real quick because you only got 3 hours to yourself until you got to go to sleep, until you wake up in the morning. And because of this, and you're accruing all this fucking bad food because you're only eating what's around you, and you're not being intentional of the nutrients going in your body. And all of a sudden you woke up and you're 20 pounds heavier. You don't know how you got here. Your pants don't fit anymore. Now you got to buy new pants. You got to buy new shirts. You're walking down the block. You're constantly taking your shirt and you're pushing it down towards your waist because you don't want the belly to go past your shirt. I am talking to you. You can change this, my nigga. Water, fruit, veggies, no more nachos, no bread. We can do this. It happened to me. So I know you can do it. I used to dunk on people. I am 6'2". I am not a tall person by any stretch of the imagination. I was faster than everybody. I was not quicker than everybody. I just had a lot of speed. And I was dunking. Now I can't run a mile without my groin hurting. I am like you. These chains I bought is to offset the fact that I don't have a fucking six pack anymore. This shit has to change. It all has to change. Financially, you got to change. Fucking physically, I got to change. Mentally, I got to change. It's all about change. But who are you as a person? Are you cool with the amount of money you got? Are you cool with your physique? Are you cool with the fact that you got to wear sweatpants all the time and cargo pants because your jeans don't fit anymore? Are you cool with that? Are you cool with the fact that you can't go to formal events because the button-ups you used to own don't button over the physique that you currently have? Are you cool with that? I'm not cool with that shit. So if you're like me and you're not cool with that shit, join me, son. Get in the game. So shout out to my man that told me on a private level, like, yo, Rico, listen to your podcast, bro. I'm in the gym now because I'm looking unacceptable. I was like, yeah, nigga, me too. We gonna do this together. Peace and blessings. Pass the dressing. And I'll speak to y'all in 2 days. Because once and for all, I know I've promised this shit before. And I'm not lying. I'm going to do a purge of all the emails that I've received. I'll holler at y'all in 2 days.